This county performs more weddings than any other in the nation. You probably have a good idea where that county might be located, but do you know why it became known as the place to tie the knot? We reveal the secret on this edition of The American Countryside. For many years, you've heard me talking about Wilcross soybeans and AgriGold corn, brands we've grown on our farm for many years. Wilcross soybeans offer the latest genetics with proven results on your soil type. Do you have non-GMO beans to sell or want to grow non-GMO beans for a premium this coming season? Give Wilcross a call. Whether you grow conventional or GMO beans, Wilcross offers great opportunities for your farm. Get the details now by calling Randy Baker at 660-483-0390. That's 660-483-0390. For corn growers in our area, remember that AgriGold is the corn specialist. When everything you do revolves around corn, you look at it from every angle. It's corn 360 degrees. AgriGold's new giant hybrids stand tall against the competition. Check out the results for yourself from local yield trials at AgriGold.com. Wilcross soybeans and AgriGold corn are a winning combination on your fields. Contact your local Wilcross or AgriGold dealer and always remember to follow all label directions. In the 1930s, the state of Nevada began to gain attention from those who had grown out of love with each other.
Reno got the divorce trade because that's what people were looking for. Getting married, you got married wherever you lived, but divorces normally took a lot of effort. Here, it took 6 weeks to get renovated, as it was called at the time. You know, you came here, if you lived here for 6 weeks, then it was a no-fault divorce and you were out. That was different from any place else in the U.S. at that point.
Mark Hall Patton is head of the Clark County, Nevada Museum System. Reno had the divorce trade. Las Vegas was looking for another way to cash in.
We started pushing a few weddings, but the 30s, that really wasn't the big deal. But post-World War II, it was advertising anything you could. So if you've got somebody who wants to get married and they've got a big name, they're an actor, they're a singer, anything like that, the properties here would give them a wedding.
Properties offered free, elaborate weddings for the stars, if they could use the pictures to promote their services.
We became known as the place to get married. Now, I think we got the better part of that deal over Reno because now you can get divorced anywhere. But that was really what made the difference. We became the place to go, and we became known for all the actors and all the singers and all of that coming here in order to get married.
Today, Clark County, Nevada issues about 5% of all wedding licenses in the nation, making it the most popular spot to tie the knot. It's big business that traces its roots to the 1930s. Traveling the countryside in Las Vegas, Nevada, I'm Andrew McCray.